Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Good morning. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's get it. It's Thursday, right? No, it's Wednesday, right? No, I don't know what day it is, baby, but I tell you this, I'm here. I'm ready to rock and roll. This is it. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Good morning, guys, and thanks for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those of you who are listening via cell phone, landline, however you're listening to the show, whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and it is a beautiful, beautiful day. Now, if you're at work, hey, you got your headphones on or your wireless ear pods or whatever you got them in, hey, get ready for this ride, because I'm going to tell you right now, I've been thinking about this for a few days, okay? I've been thinking about this topic for a few days, and it's you know, it's been working on me so much that I have to grab a hold of this and share this with everyone, because I'm going to say this. Hey, let's just get into the show, right? Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, I also sponsor this show myself as advertisement and as a write off within my company of Frank Williams Realty. Now, I'd like for you guys to go to my website, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. And go there and check things out and just give me some feedback on the website. What do you guys think about it? And is it easy to navigate? All this type of stuff. Things that maybe I can improve on within the site. Okay. And also there's, realty. I am a realtor. Okay. What does that mean, Frank? What is that? What's a realtor? Well, a realtor is a person who buys, sells, or leases, exchange, all types of different real estate. And so if you're looking to buy, or you know someone who's looking to buy, if you're looking to sell or know someone who's looking to sell their property, or even rent an apartment, someone who's looking for an apartment to rent or a house to rent, whatever your real estate needs are, I can definitely help you with that situation. It doesn't matter if you're here in Georgia or you know someone in Florida, California, wherever that's looking or looking to sell, buy, or rent, just let me know. And I can definitely help you out here in Georgia. And if there's something in another state, I can definitely put you in touch with someone there. Okay, we have a team of people all over the United States who can plug in at an instant. Okay, but right now I'd like for you guys to go to frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Okay, and you guys can give me a call at any time, 404-564-9689 is my office number. Call me anytime and let's chat. Okay, always talk real estate. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live to the show, or you can call in, you can listen. And then if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about something, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. And guess what? I'll put you on the air. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. Okay, I will put you guys on the show. Again, 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is entitled Men and Women, okay, or Women and Men Who Allow Themselves to Be Pimped by Deadbeat People. Okay, and someone sent me a text saying, Frank, that's kind of harsh. Hey, what's harsh about that? I don't get it. What's harsh about that? Is the word pimp? Is that what's bothering you? The word pimp? And I know you're listening to the show. I see you up on the show. I know you're listening to the show. But what bothers you? Is it pimp? Is it what I say by pimp? Because that's exactly what it is. Do y'all know what a pimp is? Back in the day, and you have a few now, not like there used to be, but back in the day, you had pimps. Pimps were people that, you know, they dress real sharp, you know, always wearing some type of dress clothes and shoes and maybe even a hat, drove a fancy car, had a nice place to live. And what did the pimp do, man? How do you be a pimp? Well, pimps are you know, my definition, and I'm not reading from Webster's dictionary about a pimp. We can do that. As a matter of fact, let's do that. Hey guys, let's see. Can you look up pimp for me? Look up the word pimp. and let me know what you come up with, okay? And so one of my guys have it already. All right, pimp is a criminal. There it is, a criminal who is associated with, usually exerts control over, and lives off the earnings of one or more prostitutes. Prostitutes. Pimp is a noun. Pimp is a noun. That's a noun is a person, a place, or a thing, right? A pimp is a person. A pimp is a noun. A pimp is a criminal who is associated with, usually exerts control over, and lives off the earnings of one or more prostitutes. Now, a pimp can't live off just one prostitute. Okay? Now, she'd have to be doing a lot of work in order to take care of that pimp by herself. Okay? So pimps usually have a stable of prostitutes. I didn't say women. Okay? I think a man can be pimped. Right? A man can be pimped as well. And there are men out there who are being pimped. And here's the deal. Okay? Modern day pimping, you know, they don't call them prostitutes anymore. They call them escorts. Okay? And you know, my thing is that I'm not talking about prostitutes and escorts. Okay? I'm talking about everyday men and women out here who are being pimped in a different way. What I mean by that is that you have if you're being pimped, you have a man friend or a woman friend who lives off of your earnings. That means you pay their bills, you take care of them, you feed them, and they don't even work. Okay? They sit around and wait for you to take care of them. They sit around, and when they need money, they call you for money. And instead of you being that person who asks questions, well, what do you need this money for? Why are you coming to me for it? Okay? Why don't you go to your family for it? Why your ass not out there working like I am? That's what should be said. That's what should be asked. You shouldn't be just freely giving this guy or giving this girl money. And then at the same time, you guys aren't even married. Okay, I could see if you were married and all this goes into one pot. Now you're gonna pull the money out. As a man, you're gonna pull the money out our account to play around. And then when it comes time for rent or car note or whatever you have to pay, now we don't have enough cash because you've taken it and pissed it away. And then you don't even work. You're not even working right now. So your ass should be at home cooking and cleaning. If I'm at work, okay, you're my better half, you're my spouse or whatever, or better yet, we're not even married. We're just living together. Okay, you're supposed to be paying half of the bills, and I'm supposed to be paying half of the bills. All right, but you don't even get your sorry ass up out the bed and go to work. I don't care where you're working at. I can't find a job. You lie. It's so many jobs out here. It's so many jobs in Atlanta. It isn't even funny. People are begging people to come work. Okay? And you say, there ain't any job out there. God, there ain't no job out there for, you know, you're not going to find a $30, $40 an hour job out there. Not with your skills and abilities. Because they don't have any skills or abilities. A lot of them didn't even graduate from high school. A lot of them graduated from high school, never went to college, okay? Decided to be a deadbeat, because even though that you didn't go to college, college isn't for everyone. But you can go to a technical school. You can learn your trade. Okay, you can learn your trade. What's a trade, Frank? A trade is a person that works on heating and air conditioning systems, a person who works on appliances like washers and dryers and stoves and refrigerators. You know, you got people out here who are electricians. That's a trade. You got people out here who are roofers. Roofs on the top of the house. Roofers. People out here who are roofers. You got people out here who are builders, who learn how to build stuff, who maybe, you know, you got plumbers. How long are we going to need plumbers? You're going to need plumbers forever. How long are you going to need electricians? You're going to need electricians forever. How long are you going to need heating and air conditioning people? You're going to need them forever. As soon as the season changes, you need a person who works on heating and air conditioning, because you want to make sure your heater works good. You want to make sure it's cleaned out and everything. So you need to call someone to come and do that for you, because guess what? You don't know how to do it. So that deadbeat out there that you're dealing with, that you're allowing to drag you down, they could be out there learning a trade. They could be out there learning a trade, but they're a deadbeat. So what does that mean, Frank? He a deadbeat. That means he's dead in the water. He doesn't want to come out. He doesn't want to come out. And remember, guys, go take a look at my website, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. So you know, I talk to my girls about this, being deadbeat guys who don't want to do anything, not into doing anything, don't want anything else, but they want to live off you. Okay? You have a car, but he doesn't. All right? So you got to go pick him up, take him here, take him there, do this and do that. You're wasting gas. And I mean, you're wasting gas because he's not gonna reimburse you for your gas. You're wasting time because he's not gonna reimburse you for the time you spent driving his sorry ass around. Okay? You're just spinning your wheels with this guy. Or girl, because there's women out here who are deadbeat women who live off men who work every day, but they don't want to work. But they'll sit their sorry ass at home and do nothing all day, and then you work all day, and then you come home and they haven't cooked, of course. They haven't cleaned, of course. And they haven't done anything constructive today. And it pisses you off because you've gone to work. You worked all day. You come home and you know, you're feeling a little hungry or whatever. But they haven't done anything. Well, I'm going to go by and get me a bite to eat, and then I'll head to the house because she hadn't cooked. So you go by and get you something to eat, and you let her know, I'm going to get me something to eat. I'll be home in a little while. Bring me something. Bring you what? What do you want me to bring you? You have any money to pay me back when I get back? You don't even work. I'm telling you guys, don't allow someone to be in your life. And I understand people have hard times and they may get laid off or even fired from a job. But if you're not a deadbeat, you're going to stand up, get back on your feet, get out there and get you another job. But if you're a deadbeat, you don't give a damn about a job. Because guess what? I got her. She's going to take care of me. She's going to give me and let me do whatever I want. And don't even flinch about it. See, that means that, you know, when someone's being over you, that's the way I take it, as someone being over you, someone ruling over you, okay? And that person can never rule over you. Because, you know, you shouldn't allow that. You should never allow a person to rule over you. You should never allow a person to dominate you. You should never allow someone to chew off of you every day, every week, every month, every year. Never. Again, I understand people have hard times sometimes, you know, because of a job loss or layoff or something like that. We understand that. And I'll help you every step of the way as long as I know that you're out there helping yourself. Again, guys, I know there are a lot of people out there listening to the show. Please, guys, go to my website, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Check it out and let me know what you think. Okay, it's brand new, it's up and running, it's bright and flourishing. I think you guys would get a lot out of taking a look at that. And so, and again, guys, watch out for these deadbeat guys. Watch out for these deadbeat women. Okay, I know someone, I'm going to tell y'all a quick story. It's only a couple of minutes long. I'll tell y'all a quick story. Someone I knew, their spouse was killed in a car wreck. Okay? And after they went through all the funeral and all this stuff, now they're out there looking for, it was his wife. Now he's out there looking for a replacement, pretty much, for his wife. Now, I understand that because you have to go and you have to deal with your grief. You have to grieve through the loss of your spouse. You have to grieve through that. But then life comes back into your life at a certain point, right? And so, this guy has a kid, a young kid, and now he's looking for someone, of course, to fill that void in his life. I understand that. Okay? And so this guy starts to troll the internet looking for women. And again, if you're not gonna go to the club or go out to some type of event or something to find, you know, excuse me, there are plenty of women at sporting events, okay? They go to these sporting events. Guess what they're doing? They're looking for men. I mean, it's packs of them. It's packs of them. And they go to these sports events looking for men in hopes of catching one of the guys who's playing in the game. Okay, because as you sit in the game and you talk, you're looking for that spot that's going to happen after the game where these people are going to come to. Okay? Once you find out where that party's going to be or whatever, after the game, hey, you head there. All right? And you're looking. These women are looking. These women are ready. All right? They're looking. All right? So that's what you have to do to find a woman. You have to hit these events or hit a club or something like that. Okay? Now, I've been out of the game for 30 years. Okay? But I still know the game. Right? So this guy, he trolled the internet, found someone that he liked. Okay? Contacted, got together, and he likes the young lady. All right? And what's the first thing that comes out of this guy's mouth to that young lady is that I'm a widower. Okay? I'm a widower. What's a widower, Frank? A widower is a man who has lost his spouse. Okay? That's a widower. A widow is a woman who has lost her spouse. Okay? So he's a widower. And so that's what he tells her right off the bat. So she's thinking of, bing, hey, a light just went off. This guy just lost his spouse. He's probably got an insurance settlement, okay, which he did, all right? Now, she's thinking, hey, he's got an insurance settlement. I got to jump on this guy. And she did. She jumped on him. She had a job. She had an apartment. She had a car at the time. Then now she found him. Now she's latched on to him. Now she's all of a sudden she lost her job. Let me back up a little bit. Now she's found him. Now she wants to move in. Well, we can't move in right now. But now she says, oh, I'm so in love with you. Let's get married. They go to the courthouse, they get married. So she moves in. So I don't like this furniture that you guys have here. Plus the furniture you have here is from her. Get rid of the furniture. We're buying furniture now. We're spending thousands of dollars on furniture now. And I'm sorry to say this, but excuse my language. But what should have happened there is that he should have said, bitch, I'm not out here spending all this money. I am going to, you're going to deal with this. If you can't deal with this the way I want you to deal with it, hey, you can hit the road. Okay? Now she's moved out of her apartment. She got rid of her car. Now she wants a new car. He buys a new car. He goes out and buys new furniture. She goes on these pretty nice trips. She's sucking all his money away. Now he's broke. Now he has to work overtime at work, begging for overtime at work so he can pay the bills. She doesn't even work. She was working before, but she's not working now. That is a deadbeat woman. She's a deadbeat. She don't want a job because you are taking care of her. You are taking care of her. Hey, guys, I'm just about done with the show. Hey, I got about 2 minutes left in the show. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I appreciate it. I know I'm kind of skittish here working. I'm doing so much different stuff, so many different things. That it's hard for me to keep up. And because I have a full-time job and I'm also getting up and running my realty company, I'm trying to do things at home. I got so much going on. It's not enough time in the day, okay? I need more time in the day. Instead of 24 hours, I need about 35 hours a day. And I'll probably fill up those hours with something, right? But, hey, That's the way it is. I'm planning on running like this for 2 years, guys. 2 years. And with the help of you guys, and we're all making money together, because I'm going to pump money in your pockets as well during this time. And what I mean by that is, if you guys send me business, I'm going to give you huge referrals from that business. And I have to do this because, and that's why they pay us the big bucks, because we do everything. I'll take care of you guys in every way, as far as getting you out of where you are into somewhere else. I'll do everything from top to bottom, from A to Z. Okay. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. Join the show tomorrow. I'm going to try to come back tomorrow and put out a big show for you guys. And also on Friday, as we slide into this holiday weekend. Hey, Labor Day has crept up on us. I didn't even realize it till someone said something to me and said, "Man, you realize this weekend is Labor Day weekend?" Oh my God. No. And back in the day, we used to go back to school right after Labor Day. Labor Day was the last holiday of the summer break when we were in school. And right after Labor Day, you had to go back to school. And my mom used to take us to the beach that week before Labor Day. And we used to have us a ball. Come back home, time to go to school. Okay? All right, guys. So I appreciate you guys listening in. And again, take care of yourselves. It's spring. I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 3
dogs in the nighttime. Trap see ya. With the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Hit that trap sound. Trap. Designer. Clothes. Fashion. Show. Show. Trap. How? How? Made it. Go. Control the bag now. Control. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Man. We living fast now. Finest. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that skillet, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a dick, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I didn't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball. Me. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch, like Monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up the soda, diamonds on steroids. Watching me whip up, still keep real and fame. Dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, fresh and I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it, keep watching me whip up, still keep real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist.
fry.
Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.